This is my last day here in Shelbyville, and I woke up this morning feeling a little weird. Just that feeling you get, like you know you're leaving a place and you just don't know how to feel about it. But I feel normal now, and I think it was because I walked into the sacristy a few minutes ago, and one thing I know I'm going to miss about this place is that before the 10 a.m. Mass, every week I walk into the sacristy, and then there's just a bunch of these servers, these kids, and every time they brighten up my day. Every time they lift up my mood. And today, Jenna, I don't know if I should say this, but Jenna hid in the little closet where Father Mike keeps his vestments. And then finally, he, 2 minutes before Mass, he got back to the sacristy and reached for his owl, and out popped Jenna. And she was successful in scaring him. But I'm just going to miss this place a lot. And it has been a huge blessing for me to be here this summer. A huge, huge blessing. And I know that you guys have been so good to me. There have been so many of you who have been generous, and there's just so many good and holy people in this parish. And I love coming here and seeing the church packed at this Mass every week. And you guys have invited me into your homes. You've let me go swimming in your pools. You've took me golfing. You've cooked food for me so many times. I have not cooked a single time this summer, and I have ate more food than I ever have before. And so I just loved being here, and I thank you guys so much. I was reflecting on what I can most take away from this summer, and what I realized is that it is so important for the priest to be with his people, to be present to his people. And that's what I've witnessed in this parish more than I ever have before, is just a priest who is just with his people, who visits them in their homes, who visits the elderly in nursing homes, who goes to hospitals, who just even in the parking lot is constantly just going over and talking to people in the office. Driving in his car, he's constantly calling people on the phone, checking in on parishioners, taking kids on trips. I went on so many trips this summer, I lost count. And it's been awesome to see that, and it's been really good for me to see how important it is for a priest to be present to his people. And that has been very beneficial to me to experience that in a parish and to see how important that is. So thank you very much to all of you. This morning, I just want to reflect on the first sentence from our gospel. Jesus tells his disciples, "Do not be afraid any longer, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom." Throughout the Gospels, our Lord is constantly telling his disciples to not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Have no fear. He says this again and again in the Gospels. And this actually makes a lot of sense if we think about how fear is so much of an obstacle for us, especially in our relationship with God. Fear is always a hindrance to us. When I think about in my own life, whenever I am not as close to God as I should be, whenever I start to turn away from God, it's really always about fear. I'm always afraid of something. And that fear always amounts to being afraid that God is not enough for me. Being afraid that God cannot make me as happy as I can make myself. And so what I do is I cling to things of this world. I cling to attachments, to things that I use or I try to, or that I cling to make myself happy. And I cling to these things because I am just afraid that if I let them go, then I will not be happy. If I let them go and surrender my heart to God, then I will not be happy. And it's just this irrational fear that I have and that I think a lot of people have of surrendering their hearts to God completely. I read a quote last night from St. John of the Cross, which said that God cannot fit into an occupied heart. God cannot fit into an occupied heart. So we have to let go of the things in our lives that separate us from Him. The things in our lives that occupy our hearts, which are not Him. And this can be so hard, and this can make us afraid. We can be afraid of letting these things go. But an image I was thinking of for surrendering our hearts to God is like someone who's running from the cops, and finally they decide that they should surrender, and so they throw up their hands. But before they throw up their hands, they have to drop whatever's in their hands. They drop what's in their hands, and they put their arms in the air, and they surrender. And that's really the same with how we surrender to God. We have to drop the things in our hands. We have to drop the things that we've been clinging to. And when we do that, then we are free to give our whole hearts to our Lord. To surrender our hearts to God completely is like, on the one hand, it's the hardest thing that we can do. There's nothing harder to do. But on the other hand, it's the easiest thing we can do. It's so hard for us because we are so weak, because our nature is so fallen. We are so inclined to become slaves to our passions and slaves to the things of this world. But yet, on the other hand, it is really the easiest thing in the world to do, because all we really have to do is drop what's in our hands. All we really have to do is let go. We don't really have to do anything. It's not like we have to climb a big mountain. We really just have to open our hands and let go of the things we've been clinging to. So our Lord tells us today that we do not need to be afraid any longer. For our Father is pleased to give us His kingdom. Jesus tells us today that our Father in heaven is pleased to give us His grace. He is pleased to support us with His strength. He is pleased to show us His mercy. He is pleased to fill our lives with peace and joy and freedom. And so we do not need to be afraid. We should not be afraid. I think it would be a good idea for us this week to spend some time with our Lord. Go to the Adoration Chapel and just spend some time with Him and think for a few minutes about what is the biggest fear in your life. What are you most afraid of? What are you most afraid of that is keeping you from giving your heart to our Lord? What are you most afraid of letting go of? And then just sit in His presence, sit in the presence of our Lord, and let Him speak these words from our gospel today to you. Let Him say to you, "Do not be afraid any longer, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom." This week, may we be filled with confidence in our Lord. May we be filled with trust in Him. May we be convinced that He is enough for us, that His grace and His mercy is more than enough for us.